Hi, everyone, and welcome to Discover Deeper Connections podcast, sponsored by my company, My Soul to Soul Journey. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Here we unravel the tapestries of love that span your past and present lifetimes. In the first season of this weekly podcast, we'll explore the profound lessons and soul connections that are woven into your past life affairs and uncover the secrets that can guide you towards soulful transformation in your current life relationship. My name is Tracy, and I'm here to guide you through those journeys. I'm a transitional life and relationship coach, and I'm here to help you discover those tiny bits of information to help you manifest your true desires. If you're at a crossroad in your life and you feel the pull of past life relationships impacting your now life romances, or you just love listening to real stories from real people connected to multiple lives, I invite you to tune in and subscribe. You can listen to me and my very special guests on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. But right now, let's meet Teresa. Teresa is in search of that one true love, the ultimate divine connection. She would love to discover if she is destitute to be alone forever or if love is on the horizon. We will also look to see if there is any information that can help her manifest this quickly. Teresa, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. So in this reading, what I want you to do is just go ahead and take some breaths with me. Just shake off, maybe shake your body, get comfortable, and just go ahead and empty it out. And let's just take a nice big deep breath in and breathe out. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to think of your list for the ideal man that you want to manifest. Maybe think about some of the experiences you'd like to have with them, the way you'd like to feel, and just, there we go. Just go ahead and imagine in your mind's eye some of those things happening, and let's just hold on to that as you keep breathing. And as you do that, I'm going to just tap into your energy and ask the universe to show me any lifetimes where, any lifetimes where you guys met and any information surrounded that. So you immediately, I was saying that, why I stopped and interrupted myself, is because you took me to a farm, and this farm, you're in Rolling Hills. It's green. I almost wanted to say Netherlands, Norway, starts with an N, North Carolina maybe. Feels kind of foreign, feels kind of old world, because your house and your fences are made with the big river or cobblestones, but the big stones. And the cement, and it's not nice and neat and pretty. It's still kind of very rustic. And you're on a horse farm. He is tending to the horses. You are coming back. You're just walking towards him. You're not riding or anything. You guys have about, I want to say, 4 or 5 horses on this farm. So you have met in a previous life the man that's going to come into your life again. And interesting enough, this is actually very beautiful. So you had a very mundane life. And when I say mundane, you got up in the morning, you did the exact same thing every day, you tended to the horses, you went out, you walked, to town to get food, or because when you're coming back with a basket of food. You came back, you prepared your meals, you went to sleep, and then that was it. And you did this. And it wasn't the most glamorous or it wasn't, but when he passed, he made a vow to come back. He's like, in another time, and this was your saying, in another lifetime, in another time, I will come back and give you all that you deserve. He wanted to give you so much more. And there wasn't really much more to give in that lifetime, in that era. But that was his little vow to you then. And you vowed when he would say, you know, in another lifetime, I will bring you roses every day. In another lifetime, I will buy you the fanciest meals. I will, you know, in another lifetime, we will travel the world. And you would play that with him in that lifetime. And you would say, I will await you. And so that created a soul contract for you today. So let's come to present time for a second. Take a deep breath. And I feel as if he's still awaiting you, Teresa. And I know we've done some work, you know, through hypnotherapy and stuff for some fears of meeting him. But let's affirm right now that you're ready. So take a deep breath in. And just gather that and let's just affirm, I'm ready to meet this man.
I'm ready to meet this man.
Yep. Say it again. Say it with a smile on your face.
I'm ready to meet this man.
There we go. All right, let's do it one more time, just for kicks and giggles. Ready?
I am ready to meet this man.
Yes, there it goes. Okay, so you're also taking me back. Okay, so he's there, and we know he's then there, and we'll go back. Because you're showing me another past life with a different past lover that I'd like to explore now. But when we're done with that, I'd like to go back on how you're going to meet this man, how he's going to come in, okay?
Okay.
All right. So right now you're showing me where some of this hesitation comes from is, and it's interesting, but some of this, hold on, because the picture's kind of convoluted because your memory on that, you wanted it to all go away. So what happened is you're taking me back almost to where it was one of the wars, I want to say, because your husband and you were so in love with each other. It was such a divine love, such a divine connection. Your husband was killed in front of you. It was very I want to say, like, it's a war zone, but it feels more like I want to say like Germany or back then when you see all the pictures of the wars and the torn countries, it doesn't feel like it's open land. It feels more in the city where buildings are falling down, and he's a soldier. He's in his uniform. And something happens. There's rubble. I want to say it's almost like a bomb went off, or there was an explosion, and he had just got back to go back out to duty, and he just, the explosion goes off. There's things crumbling. You can hit, like, I'm hearing the screams, and he dies in your arms, and you just at that moment say, I will never love again. I don't ever want to feel this pain of having my love and the people I love leave and abandon. And that's kind of deep. Take a deep breath if you can. You okay?
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, take a deep breath. He came to you in other lifetimes. You guys finished that soul contract. And he taught you in the other lifetimes kindness, because you're showing me that, you know, the roles reversed. You were the male, he was the female. You had several lifetimes after that because he didn't He wanted you to love again, and he couldn't tell you that. So in these other lifetimes, you guys learned how to bring each other little bits of joy and happiness and kindness, and you brought that back with you in this lifetime. And I see that through you, Teresa, how you bring those little bits of kindness and joy to others through love. Does that make sense?
It does.
So it's as if you're bringing those little bits of kindness and joy to test the waters to see if it's okay to love again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's very interesting.
So let's take a pause really quick. Just take a deep breath. And let's think about a time in this present time. Let's come present time. If you're having a hard time doing that, go ahead and pat on your legs. I just want to say that it's, you know, March of 2024. Pat on your legs. Okay, we're back now. And so I want you to think about the times, not only where you gave kindness, but maybe a time where you received kindness and joy. And let's just focus really quickly on how that felt. And if you want to share anything, go ahead and pipe in. But let's just go ahead and...
Well, I was really shocked the other day that I got some flowers for my birthday from a coworker. That was quite shocking.
Yay.
And very nice.
Yes. It always
but I'm still kind of in shock about that.
Okay. So bring in how that made your heart feel. Remember how happy and joyful that was. Even there was, you know, off the cuff for whatever. Let's just remember how joyful it felt to receive.
Well, it was really nice this past week at work to feel like people actually like me at work.
Yeah.
People actually care about me.
Yeah.
Because I've always kind of felt very hated at work. It was nice to actually feel that. And that maybe I've been kind of wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt really good. But like I said, I'm still in a little bit of shock about that. Because we have talked about work many, many times. And
yeah.
How difficult it is. And thank God you've helped me so much with that. But yeah, that was really nice to have a little faith in humanity again. There actually are some nice people on this planet.
There are. And when we look for kindness, like doing the kindness project that we did, we started to see it. So a little tool that I'd like to give you right now is I want you to think about how it felt to receive and look at that as a dial, as if it was a dial from 1 to 10. And 1 being, you know, if your dial's turned to 1, it's the hardest day. People are mean. They're not being nice. It's just everybody's in a bad mood and cranky. And let's just, where 10 would be, oh my gosh, everybody's doing great. And it just feels so good. We're in that joy space, right? We're in that love space. So think about if that were a dial, where was your dial on from 1 to 10 when you did receive those flowers?
Well, it wasn't just the flowers, it was kind of the whole day and a couple days before that. Where everybody was just being really nice. I guess it was kind of a 10. They were kind of like perfect work days.
Perfect. So
good positive energy for a change.
Good job. Okay, see? So we have gone from a 0 to a 10. But I invite you on those days where they're a little cranky to, you know, use some of those tools that I've given you and turn that dial back up to 10. Like in your mind's eye, just say, you know what? No, let's flip this. Let's have a good day. Let's find some kindness. Let's share some joy and let's move that dial back up to 10. Because part of learning, that's part of you learning how to receive love and receive joy and be okay with that.
Okay.
You got that? You understand that? Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and let's tune into, let's see if there's any other lifetimes that are coming through. I love how flowers come out. They're so pretty. You're showing me a lot of flowers right now. You're taking me to... Okay, here we go. You're taking me to a field of flowers. It's beautiful because I was starting to see these little daisies and, like, you know, the wildflowers you see. There's not so many wildflower fields here in California, but as you go outside of California, like in Zion National Park or, you know, on the East Coast, they always have, you know, fields of just wildflowers, and for me they've always been beautiful. But you're showing me right now is in one of those fields, almost like the Sound of Music picture, right? Where she's just out there on the hills, you know, dancing and singing. But you are actually in this field of flowers, just kind of arms out wide, taking in the aroma, feeling the sunshine on your skin. You're in a really pretty dress. You're feeling very feminine and you're feeling alive, but you're very empowered. You're very okay with who you are. And sure of yourself, you're comfortable with yourself at that time. You've managed, so you're showing me this why I'm seeing this is because you've managed in that lifetime to do everything on your own, be your own, do for yourself, be for yourself, bring yourself those joys. You find joys in the little things for yourself. But you're showing me that there's nobody else in the field. So with that picture, I'd like you to, right now, as we're going to practice this little manifesting tool, I'd like you to start inviting some friends in that field. Can you see this picture with me?
Yes.
Okay. So as you're standing there empowered, because I know you, Teresa, I know that you're very successful in what you've done, and you've got a lot of beautiful little things in your place that you've treated yourself with, and you know how to bring yourself joy. But let's bring some people into that field. So let's bring in some friends that you're comfortable with, or some colleagues that you're comfortable with, and, you know, either past, present, or somebody in your mind's eye that you would like to have in. And of course, the ultimate person to come down and play with you in this field of flowers is your divine connection, your divine love. So let's just take a breath and imagine all that happening in your mind's eye.
Okay, I see it.
There you go. Yeah, now I'm getting tingles. Yeah, so with that picture, I would just invite you to say, you're safe. You're ready. And, you know, you can still have all of those joys and all the people can be in your field of flowers and it's still good.
Okay.
You got that?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling right now, okay?
I'm okay, good.
Yeah? You're smiling?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, so let's go back to the last question we had of, you know, how and when is this divine connection coming in? And I know we've talked about this before, Tris, but let's go back and you're still showing me a party. You're showing me a gathering. It's still... in California, it's hard to tell because, you know, we've got a lot of sunshine. It doesn't feel like it's hot, so it may not be summer. It doesn't feel like it's too cold. Could be spring, could be fall. Keep affirming you're ready and it's going to happen faster. But you're showing me, still showing me, like, he walks through this door, like, you know, into an event, you're at an event, you're with people, and you notice him walking in.
like, oh, that's a very interesting, you know, kind of, you're attracted to him. There's a physical attraction there. And what's most attractive to him is his mannerisms, the way you see him, like, talking to people and, you know, interacting, and the way he's smiling. So you're kind of aware and you're kind of watching him. You're talking to a friend or a colleague, somebody that you know that you've talked to quite often, and they're noticing, and then they're like noticing how you're looking at him, and that's where the introduction begins. Like, oh, let me introduce you to so-and-so. So it's a friend who knows him. It's a friend of a friend, or even like a friend of a friend's friend. It may not be the person who introduces you. He's not in their immediate circle. So I almost want to say, like, it's their friend's friend, and they've just met him and know him, which is why he's not on anybody's immediate radar. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But we're going to ask, there's, yeah, you have invitations to events coming up and going, and I know it may not be like your calendar right now, but stay open. It's outdoors. You do meet him when it's outdoors. And that's the introduction, because when you start talking to him, it's like this familiarity, right? Like, it's a very comfortable conversation. And a lot of times when we have those conversations with people and it feels like we've known them forever, that's because we have known them forever. Yeah. And I think, you know, you and I have done some work on this before, being prepared for the calls and so on and so forth. But he's here, Trace. You just keep affirming, I'm ready. Keep affirming, I'm ready for this man. And when you say that, pull it in with smiles and energy, joy and happiness. And he's ready for you, and you're more than ready for him. So, no, you're not going to be alone your whole life. You are. He is ready for you, and I think you're ready for him.
Okay, so just keep saying this every day. I'm ready for this man.
Yeah. Yeah. And some days, you know, you'll look around and you'll get out of your bed like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. But no, we're human, right? We're human. We all have those days where it's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to get in my car. I don't want to make breakfast, right? We have those days. We're human. And if you're on those days, then don't say it. But on those days where you're like, oh, it's a good day, a great breakfast. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to have this man. I'm ready to have him. I'm ready to share breakfast with somebody. I'm ready to book trips together.
Okay. Okay, so he's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you.
How are you feeling about this? So is there any questions you have?
Well, I guess you sort of answered this, because I was going to ask you if I'm doing anything to block this from happening. Mm-hmm. But I guess you sort of already answered that.
Okay.
From when you said I made this vow to never love again. That's
a pretty big
vow. Yeah. But sometimes, I've torn that down.
That is gone. So, like I said, he came back in other lifetimes to share with you that it's okay to love, it's safe to love. This isn't something that's uncommon. A lot of times, you know, when you go through past lifetimes, we take a vow of silence, we take a vow of chastity, we take vows of religion, we dedicate ourselves or our lives to whoever or whomever. And sometimes those need to be worked out in other lifetimes, sometimes not. This was just something where you said, you know, you made that vow with him for that connection at that time, but you also in other lifetimes started to dissipate that vow, kind of chip away and lessen it, because you said, oh, it's okay to be happy, it's okay to have joy. Yes, it's okay to both give and receive. And now in this lifetime, you embody that.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
you know, being a recipient of, you know, on that, and you embody that kindness and that joy. And so that makes that vow even less. Does that make sense?
It does. This is very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so I just want to take a deep breath in. See if there's anything else that needs to come forward. I think you're ready, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, you're smiling. You're ready. Oh, much love to you, Trissa.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go ahead and end this reading. So just go ahead and sit there for a second as I say goodbyes. So now to my listeners, I want to thank you for joining me and Trissa in today's episode. I hope you found something interesting or even thought-provoking. And if you did, please take a moment to tell me about it in the comments here if this platform allows. Or I invite you to visit me on one of my other social media accounts to have your voice heard. Let's start a conversation. If you want to be a guest on my podcast, you can sign up on my website or click the buttons in my biography. Again, that's listed in the links below. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button. It's a great way to support my channel for free and let me know I should be doing more content like this. Until next time, journey well, beautiful soul.